We're less than 2 weeks into 2021, and the surprises just keep coming. Among the more pleasant surprises this year so far, it seems that the popular app TikTok has been taken over by sea shanties. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports on sea shanty TikTok and the timeless allure of these old songs from the sea.
Sometimes it's hard to trace something like this, but it seems the sea shanty's sudden foray into pop culture started with this.
She had not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the whaleman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
That's young Scottish singer Nathan Evans performing an old sea shanty called The Wellerman on TikTok. That performance inspired TikTok users to add their voices and instruments to Evans' original video.
Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Pretty soon, sea shanty started trending on TikTok and Twitter. Clearly, many users of both sites were discovering the catchy songs for the first time. So, what are sea shanties? And why are they enjoying their moment in the spotlight? To find out, I turned to two experts on the subject. Nathan Rumney is the supervisor of interpretation, theater, and music at Mystic Seaport. And Eric Ingmanson is Mystic Seaport's director of interpretation. Rumney tells me, simply put, shanties were work songs, a way to get sailors in sync with their labors.
Many of the jobs that you have on board, like hoisting an anchor, walking around a capstan, or hoisting up sails, have a song or a type of song associated with them to help coordinate the effort. Because if you get everyone pulling at the same time, it's essentially a force magnifier, as the shantyman would say.
Beyond being a force magnifier, Eric Ingmanson says the songs had other benefits as well.
As much as anything, shanties were a way to kind of keep your mind occupied and just kind of help your mood when you were doing a job that could take hours that you've probably done many, many times before and is physically hard and mind-numbingly dull.
Rumney tells me that the shantymen, the sailors in charge of leading the shanties, were well aware of this and wove intricate stories into their songs.
They would get to certain points in the story and either make it up, or maybe they've heard it before, they're just improvising, and the sailors want to hear more. And sometimes you want to get them to that point where it's like they want the work to go on a little bit more so they can hear the rest of that song.
Sea shanties exist today through oral tradition, so little is known about who actually wrote the songs. But the subject matter of the shanties seems to fall under some broad categories, according to Ingmanson and Rumney.
One common theme is that your mind is wandering and it goes into the gutter, you know? For lack of a better way to put it. Sometimes they feel like a form of venting because they're like talking about a captain or a mate that they really can't stand.
Drinking and having a good time at the local establishments and, you know, the dangers involved therein.
So like basically what you'd rather be doing instead of work.
Anything the mindset of like an 18 to a 24-year-old boy is going to be thinking about, you're going to have a shanty about it somewhere.
So we've established what sea shanties are. Now on to the tougher question. Why are they going viral right now on social media? Nathan Rumney.
I would say that probably having a song that everyone, or at least a large number of people, can know, it's really easy to learn, that everyone can join in on and kind of feel like they're part of the group. That would be the appeal, in my opinion.
But Eric Ingmanson says it could be that popular culture has already been introduced to sea shanties, whether they know it or not.
Shanties have been featured in some really popular computer games, like Assassin's Creed Black Flag. That game in particular, I think, features a lot of sea music and shanties. That's, I think, piqued some people's interest. Yeah, I think any kind of music that has sort of a rebellious edge to it is fun and appealing to people. And sea music certainly, and shanties certainly meet that criteria.
19th century's version of punk rock, if you will. Now, for those of you who are declaring 2021 the year of the sea shanty, and yes, that is a thing on Twitter right now, there is good news. Mystic Seaport will hold a Shanty Blast, a virtual shanty sing-along on Saturday, February 6th from 1 to 3 p.m. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.